Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hey is really the question is it two Gemaras or is it one Gemara? The Gemara has a Mishnah that talks about Bracha Rishayna. Ketzad Mevarchin and it's sound like Bracha Rishayna. The Gemara goes Menani Mili. How do you know? Do you make a bracha before you eat? The Gemara has the whole Arichas, but in the whole Arichas of Gemara, it's very clear that we're trying to figure out a makor for Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna. Because the Gemara keeps on, it's a complicated Gemara, was not really supposed to be learned, and didn't see the Gemara so well myself. But you see again, the Gemara, Hanicha, the Gemara says, oh, now we understand Bracha Achrayna, how do you know Bracha Rishayna? No, so the Gemara says, make a Kavachayma. That means the back and forth in the Gemara is very clear. We need to figure out, how do you know you have a Bracha Achrayna and a Bracha Rishayna? And then the Gemara ends off, oh, Ella, it's a Svara. Also, Lehen is going to be Bracha. Then the Gemara has a ton of Rabbanon. There's a two dots with a ton of Rabbanon. Like it's a new twist. You should just know, very similar words, we just said Svaru, Asaloi, La'odam, Shehenim, Razab, by Bracha. Ton of Rabbanon. Asal, La'odam, Shehenim, Razab, by Bracha. And the Gemara is Maisif, Cholananim, Razab, by Bracha, is Ma'al. Then there's another member, Yigoyzim and Hashemayim, that's the question that Nitziv is busy with, like, what are you Moisif over that, Meiz and Shegeg. But the point is, it's Me'ila, it's Hegdash, and it's Gzela. So there's two things that we need to understand. When the Gemara says, Svaruhu, Asa, so what's this a Svaruhu for? Is this a Svaruhu for Bracha Rishayna? A Svaruhu for Bracha Achrayna? A Svaruhu for both? And if it's only a Svaruhu for one, how do you know the other? The Gemara before was very busy with Rishayna Achrayna, Rishayna Achrayna. Now the Gemara says a Svara. So again, are we taking care of both? Or is the Gemara leaving it for us to figure out, you know, one and the other one you have to figure out on your own? The second thing is, the Gemara says it's a Svara, then it's Asa Loi Shehenim Ayom Zay Bracha. And then there's a Tan Rabbanan that there's an Issa of Me'ila. Are these two Gemaras the same exact Gemara? Or is it two separate Gemaras? And what I mean is it a repeat of the same din? Or is it totally separate? Or is it a growth out of the first Gemara? Meaning the second Gemara is a growth that comes out of the first Gemara. It's separate, but it's a growth that comes out of the Gemara. Explain it further. I'm just trying to give on the outside, and then we'll see where the tzaddim come out, maybe lemaisa, and who says what. So, the pashtus, I think, we always demand when we learn the Gemara is that also lehenis is a svar of bracha achrayna. That's like the pashtus. You're not a levinet without a bracha, so you better make a bracha. Especially where the Gemara fears ice, the Gemara calls it gzela. So that sounds like, you know, hey, it's gzela, dahainu, it's nayuz. So if I walk into your house and you invited me in to come in to relax and I open your fridge and start and take something to eat, that's gneiva. So what do you have to do? You have to ask permission. So the way to ask permission is to give a bracha. It's interesting. We don't wait for the response. Obviously, we know that the response is yes as long as you ask. So you have to get ahead to eat. These are all svaras for bracha rishayna. That would be the pashtas. And then we really have our ara. So if that's the case, how do you know bracha achrayna? The Gemara had a Kal V'Chaim the other way around. If you know Bracha Achrayna, so you have a Kal V'Chaim who had done Bracha Rishayna. And the Gemara needed Makayos for Bracha Achrayna. The Gemara was going through different foods. Oh, he found Achrayna. How do you know Rishayna? The Gemara made a Kal V'Chaim. Then we found a different food. Oh, maybe this... Until we were stuck that certain foods, according to different man Yamrin, we'd have no Makar for anything. So the Gemara says, Svara. Svara is Bracha Rishayna. So how do you know Bracha Achrayna? And the Gemara leaves that open for us. If we'd be a Svara for Bracha Achrayna, we'd be in good shape, because that's what Gemara told us. Once you know Bracha Achrayna, you may mail in a Bracha Rishayna from a Kal V'Chaima. Kishu Seveya Mavarach, Kol Shekin Kishu Rav Mavarach. So the Gemara already gave us information that we could bring the Bracha from Achrayna to Rishayna. It never gave us information you can go from Rishayna to Achrayna. So, the Ritva clearly says that the two Gemaras are one Gemara. It's all one Yisayid. And it's like an Atilus Rishos. That there's an Issa. Now let eat. And you have to ask permission before you eat. And that clearly is a svar for Bracha Rishayna. And it explains why Bracha Rishayna doesn't have a shear. Any hana, you have hana. You have it's gzela. Any drop, you know, have hana from this world without asking permission. And mamela is gzela, even on pachas make a shear. And that's the two gemaras are really one gemara. The next gemara, it's meila. And mamela, you need a bracha to be matin as meila. Your folk calls it a pidyon. That's the pidyon on the hedrash. That's what it's got. Rashi says like this. Ella, Zog Rashi, Svarahu, what's the Svarah? Kivan di nehne, literal taich, since you were already nehne, Tzarech lohoida is l'misha barim. Someone created this hana, and you got from it? You better thank him. So, the face value words of Rashi sound like saying a Svarah bracha achrayna. That's what it sounds like. Different than we, like when we go to the Gemara right away. The Gemara, it sounds like it's saying a Svarah. Svarahu, vibalt you in ehme, tzorech lohidois, lemi shabar. Now, again, if you thanked Hashem beforehand, l'chor, it should have done the job too. The point is, how do you have a no without thanking? So normally, when do you have to thank? If you got a no. But if you pre-give the haidah, that should be enough too. So, is Rashi Mavua just for Chiv Bracha Achrayna? Or Rashi Mavua, you have to have at least a Bracha Achrayna. You could do it in the beginning, you could do it at the end. But you have to have something. Is it possible to say, Rashi Mavua, you need both? The Baal Kinenetz, you have to like thank before and after. I don't know how you can say that exactly. Where do you see both? And then Achrayna, somehow was saying in Rashi, that you see it's going with Achrayna, they sound like it's going with both. I don't understand how it could teach you both. How many times do you have to thank? Maybe five times? Okay, is the Svarah before, after? I don't know where you see that in Rashi.
There's another Rashi that before he wrote that the Bo Ahasuerus Rabbah had a Debriyasa, the son of it, there might be another
Hanah
that had something.
But that's in the Gemara early you're talking about. I'm saying, but in the Svarah of the Gemara, Rashi says, what's the Svarah? Like, Rashi, keep it the Nene, Tzorch Lohidus.
Maybe there's another Hanah before the after.
It's a Hanah before, or?
But
Rashi doesn't say that here, right?
Right.
Doesn't say that here. So
we're
not up to there. We're not up to that. It's a different Gemara. We didn't get there yet. It's a different Gemara. It's a whole different sugya. Adrabba, you bring a right to what I'm saying. What are you saying? I'm going to get there in a second. We answer my Shal Zakasha. Okay, just the opposite. Let me get there. So again, the vert of Rashi sound like he's saying a svar bracha achrayna, and grada would be gishmak. Because once you know Bracha Achrayna, now you have a Kal V'chayim, Bracha Rishayna. What are you saying? But not the Svara. Now there's a Svara. Kal V'chayim, it's a Drabbanah Kal V'chayim. It's not a real Kal V'chayim. But that if, Avad, the Svara is once you know, you have to thank. Okay, but now once there's a din, you have to thank. Afterwards, there's a new Svara. A Kal V'chayim, take a Svara, Drabbanah take a din, that it's your Shavei Mavarach, because you will Rabbah Koshkein. Then we say Gishmak, that you have a Makarle Rashi for Bracha Achrayna, and Mamelia, Bracha Rishayna too. And everything is taken care of. Then it sounds like it happened already. That's what I think. Yeah. You could argue on that. I don't think that's a taich. I think it's a taich. It's zicha open to go either way. Either way. What? We'll get to that Rashi. Okay. Shagashag is Lefanov, but the goal is we're going to get to Lefanov. Agdei Kal V'chayma. Avad, we have to get to Lefanov. That's the Mishnah. But this way, you get to Lefanov and you have Achrayna. If you only, it's only Svar Rishayna, then you're stuck. You don't have to become Achrayna. If you hold it's only Bracha Rishayna, you have to say that even though the Gemara didn't say the Svarah, but the Gemara chapped on our own, we're going to chap. We have a Bracha Samazan there, right? Said the Torah. So the Torah already gave us a Bracha Achrayna. So that's very easy for Chazal to say, hey, the Torah wanted me to thank afterwards on bread. Sphere, so midrabanan and you thank on all foods. The Gemara in the beginning was handling Pesukim, it didn't say the Svarah. Okay, the Gemara at first had Makairis, but the end of the day, it's a Svarah. It could be it's Pasha, the Bracha Achrayna is, it's a Chiddush, the Gemara doesn't say this, but it like leaves it up for us to figure out our own, but that's like a Dava Pasha that it's up to the Bracha Samazan, and that would be Gishmak, why Bracha Achrayna has a share, because it's not just the Asl Hennes, it's not by Bracha. If it would be Asl Hennes, then it should be even a Mashu. Teretz says, The Bracha Achrayna is just gebayt on Me'ein Bracha Samazan. Now, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, L'chayra, these two Gemaras are two separate Gemaras. Meaning, the next Gemara says that it's gzeila. It's me'ila. It's me'ila. So, that was not the svara. Rashi said the svara is, kibushanena, you have to take. I was talking about gzeilas. I was talking about if you're allowed to have it, not allowed to have it, just push it. Proper, you're an amal mensch. The Eibusha gives you something, you thank him for it. Menela, and then all of a sudden the Gemara has a new thing, that it's me'ila. So, in Rashi's world, it sounds like that's a David study. That's a second thing. The svara is you have to thank Hashem. And now there's a step two. Think you have to thank Hashem, and it's as if you don't thank Hashem, so then Avadi not going to have it. Now in Melu, there's going to be Issa too. That means the bracha is not because it's an Issa. The bracha is because it's just, that's an amench. I'm not ketoiv. We're not ogefrekt. They should give me something, so you have to thank. Okay, so I have to thank. Now the Gemara says step two. That, okay, you have to thank. And guess what? If you don't thank, you give me an Issa, you should want to. There's an Issa. That's a second Gemara, it's a two dots with a new Gemara, that there's an Issa Mila. And then we have a third Gemara.
Independent of
Torah Rashi. Maybe it's Gebot, an outgrowth. Since you have Techiyah Vaidam, and maybe it's an, that's true. But now there's a separate, there's not the Siba of the Bracha. This, now tell me, there's going to be an Issa. Since you have Techiyah Vaidam, if you don't get Vaidam, you're not allowed to take. It's I'm not saying it's not connected to the thing, but it's a separate outgrowth of that. But it's the Gemara, the Yisrael of the Bracha knows what's Issa. Ritzvot says the Yisrael of the Bracha is, it's Asa. You gotta be Matarit. You have to ask permission to eat it. Rashi, not to ask permission. You have to thank Hashem. Now there's a second Gemara that says, oh, guess what? And you should just know. If you don't do that, and you act like a ferret, you should know. It's got also, it's going to be me'ila too. It's two separate things. Rashi doesn't say the Ritva, that the Yisrael of the Gemara is, that there's an Issa, you have to get permission to eat. The Yisrael of the Gemara is, you have to think. It's a yeah, also, no, also. You have to think. It's a chiv to think.
Who?
Who?
It's
because it says in the Pasuk, Hashem, Ha'aritz
Maloya.
No, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says Hashem Ritz Maloya. It says Shema Shema Hashem Ritz Maloya Adam. So what's going on? How do you explain this? Well, if it's the Eibishter, it's Gzeilah, you're not allowed to do anything. The Gemara says it.
How does the Gemara know it?
You saw Ritz Maloya?
Yes.
The Ritz Maloya says why? Ritz Maloya says you have to ask permission to eat something. I walk into your house, I have to ask you, can I eat your food? So it says very clear. What is Rashi smarter than the Ritva? Not Rashi. Who told Rashi you have to give Haida? Why is Rashi smarter than the Ritva? They both went the same
yeshiva.
And Ritva says the svara that when you take something from someone, you have to ask him permission. Who told you thank you means that, maybe thank you means you have to, I don't know, give a carpet to Hashem. Who told you give a bracha? And Rashi, you understand? Maybe it means you have to fast three tenets mitzvahs to thank Hashem. And bracha is the way of asking permission too. How else? How else is it permission? How do you ask permission? This, every bracha, Ritva says.
We haven't seen
a word
of bracha. How do you know that?
I have a Ritva. Let's learn Ritva. I read a Ritva. Ritva says, it says, Hashem ha'aretz u'maloya. Okay? Zokteh, heich yitl adam ha'sheni shaloi. How? How do you do that? Zokteh, how do you do it? Call brachas peres l'fnei m'darbanan. Like the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, how do you do it? Ask a bracha. So you, what's your first name? I can't think of your first name. What?
Ephraim.
Ephraim doesn't know how you should do it. Ritzvot says the Gemara does know. Give a bracha to Hashem. Okay, Ritva says very clear what he's saying. Rashi is clear what he's saying. I'm saying Ritva says you have to ask permission. Yeah, because that's how you ask permission from Hashem, by thanking him. Who says? The Gemara says. The Gemara says that's where you have to make a bracha. We eat. The Gemara said it. Say what you want. The Gemara says the point of the bracha is not because you have to thank. The point of the bracha is you have to be master what you eat. It's also to thank. Now, gradually the way to do it is by thanking. That's fine. That Rashi says nothing to do with Issa. Rashi's Gemara has nothing to do with Issa. Also, Rashi says you have to thank Hashem for the food that you ate. That's what you have to do. Right.
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 So you Rashi tells the svara, you're making sure what you're getting. So the svara, that's the heter.
You're not with me. Okay, again, the Ritva says on the Gemara, "Asa la'adam she'enam elam zlebrach." On that Gemara, the Ritva says the reason is because it's asa to steal Hashem's food. Okay, I'm sorry. I hear. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you want. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying a Ritva, I'm saying a Rashi. You wonder if the Ritva knows there's a Hidah of Rashi? Yeah, and Chalami. There's a Hidah, that's what you do. But the goal of it is two separate things. Rashi is not talking about Mati Surim. Rashi is talking about that you can't have Hana unless you thank Hashem. It's the right thing to do. He's talking about Asa, not Asa. When it says Asa, Hana says, because you have to thank Hashem. Not because it's Hashem's. Not because it's Gzela. Not because it's someone else's. That's the next Gemara. The next Gemara. Rashi, the new din. It's a Tzveit HaLoch. It's an Issa. Okay. Avad, it's true that it is Issa. But that's not the Hanukkah. That's not the step one of the Gemara. Okay. So in Rashi you have a, where's the Chafs HaKanaf Kamina? Where's the Chafs HaKanaf Kamina? Next Gemara for a second. The next Gemara says that if a guy eats without a bracha, he's a gazel. He's stealing. Oh my papa, by bracha kilu goyz l'kadosh baruch hu. That's so. Comes Rashi and he says this modna yisaita. He's stealing the bracha from Hashem. He's stealing the food from Hashem. We just said a Gemara that said Hashem eats a meloya, that it's Hashem's food. And now, if you make a bracha, it becomes your food. It's open Gemara. What in the world is Rashi talking about? So Rashi says that Pashat on the Gemara. He doesn't understand Rashi. Pashat on the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that is Gzela. He's stealing the food. I think the Teretz is pretty simple. I would think. The Gemara says Mila. Because he's stealing from Hashem. It's Kaidish. It's Hegdish. And the Gemara says Gemara. Dr. Moore now, it's Gzela. Well, it's Gzela, it's Mila. Gzela's Hegdish is Mila. This is Hashem's, it's Kodesh, it's Hegdish. I mean, Yonah says, Yechai Bekar Mila. Whatever it means. He sounds like it's Deraisa, but it's Mila. It's Hashem's, it's Kodesh, it's Hegdish. This is a say, there had to be Matur, the Tvok calls it a Pidyon. You Matur, it's about doing a Pidyon. Mitamud, what calls Gzela? So Kodesh is another Sugya, a third Sugya. There's a three Sugya, say like Rashi. There's first the tam for the bracha, you have to thank Hashem. Then now, if you don't thank Hashem, this asus creates an issa. The Ebishah says, if you don't do it, it's asa. It's Lashem or it's a meloya. And there's a matter. That's the second sugya. Tvah was one sugya. And that is the third sugya, like Rashi. That the Gemara in Brachas and the Zion talks about giving a bracha to the Ebishah. Yerushalayim Kohen Gadol said Bracheni. The Ebishter tells him Bracheni. The Rashi the Shagadish, the Shachaim quotes whole in what it means a bracha that somehow the Ebishter has some our bracha. We don't use a Kabbalah the Kinyanim, but there's a musig of giving the Ebishter bracha and Mamela the Goyzel bracha from the Ebishter. The Goyzel bracha from the Ebishter. It's a third sugya over here. That's the three sugyas in Rashi. In Ritva, there's two sugyas. There's the Issa. You have to be Matir and Mamela. There's a heta. Now again, look, Ritva, it's Pasha, it's a Sfar and Bracha Rishayna. That's an Afkamin in Ritva and Rashi. In the Ritva, it's Pasha, it's a Bracha Rishayna. We're talking about being Mat and Issa. So you're not allowed to partake, it's Gzela. So of course you can't do it afterwards. In Rashi, we're saying they could do the Hidah afterwards. Because the point is, you have to thank. You have to thank. Now it comes out, if you didn't end up thanking, you're a gazlan. So maybe you weren't allowed to do it. Ain't a chanami. But it could be if you made a bracha achrayinu, it would be enough. Now there's a separate thing. Yeah, you have a kavachem for bracha mishayna. But in the ritva, it's clearly a svar in a bracha mishayna because you're a gazlan. You're not allowed to steal.
If I take
the
food from my friend, do I hear about
what?
My friend made a bracha mishayna on an apple.
Your friend made a bracha mishayna
on an apple.
Now it's his. It's only the Abishah gave it to him today. He didn't let you take from it without your bracha. It's not like it's his. It's a different. It's his, but it's still Hashem. Hashem's allowing you to partake in Hegdash. But if you don't have the head to partake in Hegdash, it's still awesome. You're eating Meshachim Gavai Kazachim. It's the Abishah stuff that you're allowed to have with the bracha. To say that, eat it. Now, it's late. I'm gonna, there's a ritva. I'm not sure what I'm finished. What we'll do next week, because I don't want to be mamshed next week. I'm not gonna. It's way too much to say. But there's a the ritva says the ritva is a murder ritva in the halachas. They quoted the first of the Imbal Vav. They bring it down. The ritva says that be'etzem the zechiyah the raisa to make a bracha. Because how could you partake from Hashem without having enough? It's the raisa. I'm talking to ritva the raisa. You don't have to say Hashem. Elikenu Melchaylam. You have to thank Hashem. You have to thank Hashem to Raisa. Okay, Hashem Elikenu Melchaylam. That's the Rabbanu Degedan. That's the Ritva. So the Rabbeinu Yoina here has a mashmoy. He said, if you don't make a bracha, there's meila. It sounds like you're over the Raisa. It sounds like chayav a carbon. Slachas carbon. What does that mean? But Rashi and Chumash and Pashas Kisavai by Vidi Maisa, the pasuk says Lashachachti. Rashi lo shechachti milavarech. All the Mefarshi Rashi asked. Mizrachi asked the kasha. I think when Mizrachi comes out, says the answer that I'm saying. That what do you mean? Brachs hamitzvah is only Rabbanan. What's going on? So the Rambam is mavua that kishen that the zechid make a bracha on a brachs hanenin, the zechid make a bracha on a mitzvah. It's hand in hand. And just like there's itzah to have hanog, it's kashmi, in this world without thanking Hashem, there's the itzah to have hanos ruchni from thanking Hashem, without thanking Hashem. It's a much bigger pleasure that we gain from shaking a lulav than from eating a peanut. And the Nela, you got such a gift from Hashem, you have to thank Hashem. That's the Rambam says, kishem, Gemara, the Gemara on Daf Nun Beis in Brachas, the now from the days, is Mavur. The Gemara wants to know if a guy ate and forgot to make a bracha, could you make a bracha afterwards? Could you fix up your bracha mishana afterwards? And the Gemara brings a raya from Brichas HaMitzvahs that you can't. The Gemara is mashma, the get of the bracha mishana before a bracha on food, like a bracha on a mitzvah, which is meduktik in the Rambam, that he makes this kashem, which is based on a tesefta. If that's the case, so loy the ritva. If someone eats food without a bracha at all, he doesn't thank Hashem, just takes it and puts it in his mouth, he's over the reisa. If he thanks Hashem in his own nusach and doesn't say baruch, shavach and mechayim, so there's a chidra bonus to make a bracha, that is mavata, but the reisa is not over. But the musig of thanking Hashem for your food is the reisa. When Rashi says, shachachti melevarech, he can mean the ritva is the reisa. Avada, the nusach baruch at Hashem is only the rabbanon. But if you just do a mitzvah and you totally ignore thanking Hashem for giving this opportunity to be kiddushon and mitzvah and to have this gevaldika gift that mitzvah gives us, could be it's a bittul deraisa. And maybe Rabbeinu Yoina, that seems to sound like this is through deraisa, is afraid that someone doesn't do anything. He doesn't make any thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he totally ignores the Eibishter from the gift that he gave us. 2 more minutes. I really want to give Shion, but I think we're going to. They said next week. The Bible, they said it's going to come to. And if they learn through Reb Feiga, going to Shas. But they said that they're going to be more, bring it more in. So hopefully it will come up in the next week again. Very, very, two ways of this. Reb Feiga going to Shas, Reb Feiga and Shulchan Aruch, they're very much mashing each other in this Yisrael. Just one thing. Let's say, I'm skipping the whole Rebbe Feiga, comes out of Rebbe Feiga, but Let's say a person's in a matzav where he can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. Let's start with the einin. An einin. Einin's not going to make a bracha. A bakari's not going to make a bracha. So, an einin and a bakari now do averis. They don't do mitzvahs. They now do averis. So, here the Gemara says it's us lehenis of the blei bracha. There's an issa. There's an issa. So, l'chayra, it should follow, just an einin has to wash out until sadaim. Because sadaim is a mitzvah. Einin is part of mitzvahs. But since there's an issa of sach tshuma, so the yisurim evolves, so he has to wash his hands. He doesn't make a bracha, but he washes his hands. Because whenever you're handling an issa, einin has to be careful. About carry power, he can't learn, he can't do, mitzvahs that he can't do. So, l'chayra, it should follow that an einin, the about is the issati without a bracha, she has to make a bracha, but not the issa. And l'maisa, we know it's kapas kanish, does it? And it doesn't make a bracha. So, in Rashi's world, that the chi of bracha is based on a haida, you have to thank Hashem. That's the din. It's also the hand of a bracha is, because there's a svara, they have to thank Hashem. And it starts with, not Isurim, says Rashi, it's a svarahu. Without Yenena, you have to thank Hashem. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiv mitzvah. If you do it, you're battle in a mitzvah. So you say, I'll let it do it. But there's no issa involved. The issa is the bitl mitzvah. So an einin doesn't have a mitzvah to thank Hashem. So he doesn't have to make a bracha. I, the Gemara, a long later says that it's the Eibishter's, and if you take it as an issa, if the understanding is you have to thank Hashem, and if you have the azus, not to thank Hashem, but simply, I'm sorry. I don't have to be a mensch. But the mensch is that if I want you to be a mensch, and you're not a mensch, that's an issa. Hashem doesn't want an to make a bracha. Once he doesn't want to make a bracha, he doesn't have to be a vaidah, there's no issa either. Because the issa follows. The whole issa is gebayt. Step one of the Gemara is that I have to thank Hashem. Once I have to thank Hashem, if I don't, Hashem said, all right, I'm sorry, I'm not letting you take it. That's step two of the Gemara. But if in step one I don't have to thank Hashem, I don't have step two. The Meila doesn't have to thank, doesn't make a bracha, the Kerry doesn't make a bracha, and it's Egeshmak. In the Ritva's world, it's harder. Because in the Ritva's world, the food is awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome to eat. So there's an Issa over here. And if you're about to say Issa, so you have to be Matir Issa. That's everything is going to be Matir Issa. So if you bring matzah nisal, chayr oinim should have to. But ma'isa, the gemara be'bakari. So that's what you have to. I think even in ritva it's not true, because even in ritva, the iraisa, Hashem allowed you to eat from his food. Hashem said you let eat. There's no gzeila. So the iraisa you can eat without a bracha. Midrabanan, there's a svara that ma'isa is a pasuk, but in the pasuk that's machta that is the ebusus. So the right thing says. Do this mitzvah before you eat. And without it, it's going to be an issa. But again, you're going to have the same thing at the end of the day. If we don't want you to ask for shos, if Hashem is saying, I don't want you to do this bracha, they ask for shos. Because Bakari can't make a bracha, Aini can't make a bracha, so then I'm about to go back to the rice, so they let it eat. And Mamela, even in the ritva, at the end of the day, the issa is only because Hashem said, I want you to make a bracha. The Rabbanan said there's a svara, I want you to make a bracha. And the Mela, we create it as if there's an issa. But there is no real issa. The issa is only gebayt that Zibat, the Seichel says, it makes sense to make a bracha. Really, Hashem said, gave us the world, he said, you can partake in the world. And then, Hashem HaShem it's not something Adam. Chazal, b'mas mecham psukim, Hashem HaRetz Amloya, that the way to do it was with a bracha. But again, if the din is not to make a bracha, then Avada can eat in it even without a bracha. Meila, the Ritva is not going to be a stira to this. Rabbi Alocha talks about a guy's in the Beis HaMerchatz. A guy's in the Beis HaMerchatz, he's dying of thirst. Can't make a bracha. The Ritva says, Samanainis, right? I can't make a bracha. The Ritva says, you know how to drink. The Rabbi Alocha says, you know how to drink. We don't know how to drink. Let's make the same cheshvin. And the way he says it is because it's an issa. And you know, do an issa. So you have to learn slow to be halacha and the mishabura. What he means to say is, it's only because there's eitzes. This is the chilk. An einan, his din mitzah himself is not to make a bracha. Me, not me, chasom. Yankel, that's an einan. his din is not to make a bracha. A Balkari, the din of the Balkari is not to make a bracha. So if he did it not to make a bracha, the whole bull doesn't get rolling, and there's no issa. This guy that's in the Beis HaMerchitz, his din, Yankel, he has to make a bracha. There's an outside factor. There's a problem from the outside. Ooh, it's a Beis HaMerchitz, I'm not making a bracha. It's a problem? Don't eat. Not a problem, wait. You're starving, walk out. Since there's again, it's a dementia's not a pata. It's dementia's a ptura. Wait, I don't have to wait. I put for the bracha. I put for the bracha. So there's no issa. Everything doesn't get started. But this that's why I'm carrying the einim. He beets him. He's putting beside the mensch. Mashiach, the guy in the Beis HaMerchitz as a mensch was mechuyu. So if he's stuck in the hospital, Dr. Shavit Alevi, for a year, and the room is full of garbage, so for shteitzach, you're an einim. So you can be, you don't have to wait till it's a kultavash. You can't make a bracha. But if you have to know, you need a place to say what's the amount of time you have to wait. I don't know what it is. He says maybe a day's fast, whatever it is. But here, if beside the mensch, you can make a bracha, you can make a bracha. There's an outside factor that's staring you. So as long as that could come to an end by walking out or by waiting a little bit, and you drink a little later, then avada. You still called a mensch that happens to not thank Hashem, or happens to not ask for shus. Maybe we have the issa, maybe we'll be able to drink. The Be'alach is not a steer to this. The thing to see very geshmak is of Shem Zalman, Mechashleima. Beautiful piece. I mean, the Mechashleima, it's good to see. He goes through a lot of the things I'm saying now, and the answer of the Be'alach, I think, is very clear to answer this question. Okay.
I'm sorry. He doesn't answer for these cases.
What?
I don't know. I'm saying, right, just answer.